Hans Asperger was a pediatrician who pioneered research of autism spectrum disorder. One type of autism now bears his name, Asperger's syndrome. Dr. Asperger worked in Vienna during the 1930s and 40s when the Austrian capital was under Nazi rule. He always maintained that he protected his child patients from the Nazis. But newly uncovered documents reveal Asperger may have collaborated with the Nazi regime. The evidence suggests Asperger even referred children to a notorious Nazi clinic where they were killed. Medical historian Hervig Cech made the discovery, and he's in Vienna. Mr. Cech, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Your research prompted an editorial in the journal Molecular Autism, which said that Asperger, quote, willingly became a cog in the Nazi killing machine. What exactly did you uncover about Asperger?
Well, I think the most important discoveries, as I see it, is the fact that there were two children, two little girls, actually, that he referred directly to a clinic in Vienna that was known, at least among insiders, such as himself, as a euthanasia clinic. It was an institution that served as a killing center in the context of the so-called child euthanasia program.
And this was a notorious clinic in Vienna where hundreds of children are said to have been killed, correct?
Yes, it was a so-called Spiegelgrund clinic or institution, and it was part of a secret network of such killing institutions that were spread all over Nazi Germany. In Vienna alone, over 700 children died in this institution, many of them poisoned by bitterates until they would die mostly of pneumonia.
Remind us again why the Nazis wanted to kill these children.
The child euthanasia program was part of a larger effort to purge the German body politic from people that were considered unworthy to live, that were considered hopeless cases, that who could not be expected to contribute to the war effort, to the economy, to the society at large.
Dr. Asperger was not a member of the Nazi Party, and he long claimed to have protected his patients from the Nazis. Do we know if Asperger knew what would happen to these children?
Well, officially, the child euthanasia program was, of course, a state secret. It was a closely guarded secret. But at the same time, word spread. We do know that many people who were family members, for example, relatives, but also the wider public found out what happened there. There were even public demonstrations at one point in Vienna. So it was very much an open secret.
So in your view, he clearly knew what he was doing?
I think he must have known. It's very hard to imagine that he could have no idea what he was doing. And additionally, we have to take into account that in these specific cases, there's evidence that, especially in one of them, that the mother more or less expected the child to die, that she was that she agreed with this, that this was some kind of solution of a last resort. And so this is a very strong hint or evidence that Asperger somehow consented to this.
Dr. Asperger died in 1980. Why did it take until now to learn about his Nazi connections?
Well, first of all, for a long time, documents were not easily accessible or not accessible at all. The files of the Spiegelgrund victims, for example, they remained in the care of the psychiatric hospital where all this happened for a very long time before they were transferred to an archive where proper access for researchers was possible. But we also have to emphasize that Asperger, from the standpoint of the child euthanasia program, of the other extermination programs against psychiatric patients, he was not the central figure. He was a marginal figure. He contributed, he made a little contribution, which is, of course, shocking also in the light of his reputation, in the light of his own standards, I would say. But he was not the central player, and that's why his role was overlooked for so long.
Mr. Cech, until now, Dr. Asperger has been revered as a pioneer in the field of child psychiatry. Back up a little bit. Remind us what his contributions were.
Well, he was the first to designate a group of children with distinct symptoms as autistic psychopaths, and therefore lay the groundwork for the concept of autism in the medical field. Although we have to say that it's still controversial if his symptom is really an independent clinical entity or if it should be treated as such. Leo Kenner in Baltimore around the same time described a much more severe form of autism. There are experts today who claim that this should be kept totally separate as concepts. But clearly he was one of the first, if not the first, to draw attention to autism in the broad historical sense.
For people with Asperger's, could there be an added stigma now that their condition is linked to a Nazi collaborator? I mean, should we be talking about changing the name of the syndrome?
Well, as for an additional, like a taint linked to this, I certainly would hope not. I'm sure that for many people this this raises very serious questions about this link, about these associations. But in no way, I think people diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome should be affected by this directly or in the view of society. As for the eponym, as I mentioned before, the question of its clinical usefulness of the concept is in dispute, and as a historian, I cannot really speak to that. But from a historical standpoint, I do not think that the eponym Asperger's syndrome should be purged from history because of these connections to National Socialism. There are other eponyms with similarly troubling origins in Nazi Germany, and I think these should be used with caution. They should be used as an opportunity to learn about history, to reflect on history, but not to be, not to erase them from history simply.
That's Hervig Cech, a historian at Vienna Medical University who uncovered Dr. Asperger's dark past. Hervig, thank you.
Thank you.